Blog Talk Radio.
Like a dog, but think about it, they're feeding millions of people.
Okay. The first stanza is that the evil that I have to fight lives in a strange place. Not up in the sky, earth is in my wonderful face. Most of us are our own worst enemies. We have to change that. When you look at that person in the mirror, that's who you have to fall in love with, because there's nothing greater, nothing more powerful, nothing more beautiful, no one that's handsomer than what you see in your mirror. So get used to being in love with yourself, okay? I don't mean to go overboard where you want everybody to wait on you. You are doing something special, but you are something special. But you're special to you, special to the universe, and you have to treat yourself with the utmost of respect. And, yes, demand respect from other people. I mean, you know, because that's what it's all about. Because we're talking about love. Now, love is the act that makes others feel good. That's our primary focus. I'm Elohim. I'm not a minister, teacher, guru, or anything. I'm just here with a message from Source, a message of love. Most of us do not know how to love. I always start to show up with this and us like a Coca-Cola commercial over and over and over, but we think this is very important because in this culture, they are not teaching you how to love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Now you say, wait a minute. How does that work? Remember when you first got together with your boyfriend and your girlfriend, how y'all were so nice and treating each other really, really good, and then y'all cooked up? Then all of a sudden, the other shoe dropped. Then the game of dominance began. Who's in charge? I'm in charge. I'm the man. You're the woman. Then the role playing started, you know? And you're saying, who is this person? This ain't the same guy I met. This ain't the same girl I met the other day. Where did this person come from? So the dialogue and what you were going through, the actions that you were going through in the beginning, that's the love, and that's what you have to keep going. Keep treating the person like you're trying to get it. You understand what I'm saying? If you treat them like that for the whole relationship, then you'll be together forever because you'll be only doing things that make that person feel good, okay? Now, the topic for today is, have you had a life-changing experience to make you a better person? If not, why? And if so, when? So the question is, are you satisfied with your life? Now, we talk about religion because it's so important, but once again, what they're telling us about religion isn't actually what it actually is, okay? Religion is a way of life. Some of you have chosen a Christian way of life. Some of you have chosen a Muslim way of life. Some of you have chosen a Democratic way of life, Republican way of life. Some of you, your way of life is just money. Them plain old dollar bills, that's your way of life, you know? And if it ain't around the money, hey, you're out. You don't want to hear it. See what I'm saying? So whatever you have chosen as a path to follow, basically, that's your religion, that's your way of life. If you decide, I'm going to be a doctor, or I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be a carpenter, that's your way of life because your whole life is centered around being a doctor, lawyer, or carpenter. So basically, that's your religion. You say, well, I'm a carpenter, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, but I'm also a Christian, okay? So now we have to figure out how do your Christian values figure into the life that you've chosen for yourself? Because your actual way of life is a doctor, lawyer, carpenter, whatever you're trying to be, policeman, or whatever it is. And you have to somehow be comfortable with whatever religious, so-called religion that you've chosen to interact with the life that you're leading as basically your optimum religion. That's all I'm saying. This is why some of us are so uncomfortable with the jobs we choose, because the jobs actually become the religion and you hate going to work because you don't like the job. You don't like what you're doing, but you need the money. You know, you have to take care of your family and you have to do things. Okay. Now, there's a couple of ground rules here. Those of you who are calling in, if you want to make a comment or have something to say or just say hi or whatever, just hit one on your keyboard. And once you hit one, that will bring you into the studio. And the operator will tell you you're now in the host gate. And once you do that, I'll get a signal on the board that let me know that you have a comment and that you'd like to say something. Now, we don't mention names unless you want your name mentioned. What we'll do is just mention the last four digits of your phone number, and that way you'll know it's you, okay? And once you recognize that it's you, then you can speak, and your mic will be open, and you can ask a question or anything that you want to say. So those are basically the ground rules. Now, the other thing I would not like for you to we don't engage in profanity. We can conduct a dialogue without the use of profanity, because this is going on public general and children and everybody else will be listening. So just think, when you ask your questions and when you comment, there are youngsters that are actually will be listening to this broadcast, because it's archived, it's recorded, and you can go on the internet. Especially if you've missed a broadcast, you can go on the internet and type in TCCA, and that's Tyrannical Church of Christ and the Lord, and the shows will come up, and you can pick the show that you've missed and the date. Now, for that purpose, I've numbered the shows numerically 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So whatever show that you want, you can actually get, download, or record the show if you want to, okay? Now, and once again, those of you who are calling in and have called in, have archived the show, because the show is starting to pick up traction, which is good, because this is only here for about a month. So it's about 4 weeks. So this is about the fourth or fifth show that we're doing today, okay? Now, the question is, are you satisfied with your life? You know, most of us aren't actually satisfied with the life, because there's a struggle going on. There's a struggle going on to what we're supposed to have and what we have. And we're constantly fighting to get into what we need to have so that we can have a better life. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to drop this information, brief information, that will help you achieve some of the goals that you're trying to achieve, okay? And the first goal that you're trying to achieve is to become financially independent. Become financially well off, where you can actually take care of things without worrying about getting fired on your job and what the boss is saying and things like that nature, okay? So in that case, we're talking about residual income, all right? Now, economics is somebody else working and paying you, okay? I'm not going to go through the whole thing, and we're going to have a show dedicated to that in the future, but right now I'm just going to give you a little tidbit to help you out on your financial end. Get yourself engrossed in the 50% budget. That means that everything that you're spending should come out of only half of what you're earning. If you're spending more than that, then you're living beyond your means, okay? Try to make the first, save your money to buy some type of property so that you can rent out rooms or you can rent out apartments, and this will give you residual income, somebody working and paying you, okay? I'm not going to go through the whole thing. The show is only an hour. We have a whole lot to cover. So, but that will help you. See, it's a thought process. So what I'm giving you is processes that will help you in your future and help you gain a better future. And the first thought process you have to understand is what economics truly is. When the government talk about creating jobs for economics, they want you to have a job because you're working and paying the government taxes. So since you're working and paying them taxes, then your job is economics for the government because you're paying them some money, all right? And so that's what that is. That's going to hold up right there. I'm not going to go too far on that. But if you have any questions, just hit one. Anything that we talked about from the beginning all the way to end, if you have a question or a comment, you can always just hit one, and I'll let you make your comment or ask your question. Now, remember, love is and always will be the answer. That's the whole thing, okay? Now, will a change in thought process help you? Okay? Now, we're engaged in a lot of different thought processes. Now, why do we use the term thought process? because how you think leads you into your actions. And every action that you take has consequences. Thus, the universal law. You reap what you sow, okay? So it's not only a physical act, but it's also a mental act. And you have to be in control of your mind and how you're thinking along the lines of what you're thinking. You be around some people and they do something, you say, that don't make no sense. I don't have no idea why they did something so stupid. It's the thought process. It's what's leading them in the thought, you know. And some thought processes lead you into drama after drama after drama. So you have to change the way you think. Okay, now we said, is that possible? Well, yes, it is. Okay, now the first thing that you have to think about, okay, who created your current thought process and why you think the way that you do? The 1%, the ruling class, are in control of the schools. So they're setting up the thought process to benefit them. So most of the thought that you have benefits the ruling class. They are getting paid off. You ungodly. I don't care whether you're going to prison or whatever you're doing, you know. The holidays that they have set up, they get paid ungodly on Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving, and they got everything set up so that every thought that you make to come to the decisions that you come to was orchestrated and taught to you by them. All right? So now that you understand where your thought process is coming from, you can begin to change it. Well, if I'm going to do Christmas every year, right, how can I get in the position to make some of that Christmas money? Okay, since we're being programmed to do Christmas, what am I doing during that month that's going to get me paid? That's going to make my life better. Okay, rather than just go through the ritual, setting up the tree and buying the clothes and everything, somebody's getting paid ungodly, why not you? Okay? So you have to change your thought process. Everything that you do in this culture, is designed for somebody to get paid. So so you might as well put yourself in a position to get some of that money. You know, why not? Why not you? Why not you living on Nob Hill, driving the Mercedes and everything else that you want? Why not? You know, so you have to change your thought process. Now that you know who's creating your thought process, it will be a little easier for you to begin to figure out how to change it and what to think about to get into some of the things that we're doing. Now, a lot of us go through all holidays and don't make a dime, spend thousands of dollars. Somebody's getting paid off that money to send their children to private schools to get a better, so that their children can have an edge up. You need to change your modus operandi so you can do the same thing, all right? Now, the next thing that we have to think about is why has the Bible and the Quran changed so many lives for the better? That's an interesting thought. Some people hate the Bible. Some people hate the Quran. Some people hate the Bhagavad Gita. Some people hate Osby. All those books brings us into things that make us better people. We pick one or the other. That's why the question is so important. Have you had a life-changing experience? Are you a better person than you was 5 years ago, 2 years ago, last month? Are you doing better? Are you having a better relationship with the people around you? What about the books that you are studying that's going to make your relationships with people a little better? You know, when we talk about the Bible, now the Bible is a very powerful book, but most people don't understand it, you know. Now, in the Bible, it says you were created. Okay, now I'm saying things on the show that go against the Bible to a degree to tell you that you weren't created. All right? We said, well, where's God? Where's his kingdom? Where's all this stuff up? Peter asked Jesus, they were under the bridge, and just, right after James stole his coat. Most of you can get into the story, you'll find out where it is. He asked him, he said, where's the kingdom of heaven? He said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. There is something in you that's so powerful. if the kingdom of heaven is within you, don't they say God lives in heaven? So that means that you have power in you. You're carrying power. Now, here's another thought. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. So if energy can't be created or destroyed, how was you created? I'm just throwing some thoughts out there. Give you something to think about, you know? You are actually the universe in expansion. That's who you are, and you're carrying power. Now, the reason why some people are so much ahead of other people is because some people know this. The 1%, they know this. So they're functioning as God. So when you function as God, what's your thought process? I'm in control, or my responsibility is the entire universe. That's God. Now, you're thinking like God. That means that there's 6 billion people on this planet. And you say, well, how am I going to feed these people? These are the thoughts that you have there. Where am I going to find houses? How am I going to secure these people and take care of these people? This is the thought process of God. So you have one group that's feeding millions of people, and you can't even feed yourself. What are you going to do if they take all the food out of the supermarket? How are you going to eat? Now, a friend of mine, Mac, he grows food in his garden. You know, I've tasted some of the sweet potato. It tastes really, really good. You know, but he has the right mindset. If something happens, hey, he can hook up and start growing his stuff. But we rely 100% on the people that know that they're God and act like they're God, okay, to take care of us, because they have told you that you were created. Now, right away, you're less than and not equal to something. So they can put anything up there for you to worship. They got people worshiping stones and rats. They got people worshiping cows. I mean, they got people worshiping all kinds of stuff, because you have the need to worship something because you think that you were created and you're not equal to. So this is creating quite a problem, and we've been divided amongst ourselves because of this thought process. When the Second World War jumped off and they decided they needed planes, they didn't go down on their knees praying. They built factories to make the planes. This is how God did. I need something, I'll go out and I'll make it because I am a creator. I need a better life, I can create it. Now, this is the main thought for today. As a creator, you can create whatever you want. And this is what Jesus tried to teach you. That's why I like the teachings of Jesus. I know some people like Muhammad. I like Muhammad too, because him and Jesus taught the same stuff. But Jesus said, he that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did you would do. Then he's telling you, oh man, you can do greater than me. But you have to study. You have to do the research. You have to do your due diligence. You have to go and look. But all that comes with a different thought process, okay? There's nothing greater on the planet, period, than what you see in your mirror. Thing you need, everything you want, that person in your mirror can get it for you. I don't care what it is, all right? You do not have to look outside of yourself to get what you need. You just have to, well, there's a little thought process that we used to go through back in the day, right? There's a circle, and everything that you need is on the outside of the circle. Now you have two choices. You can sit in the middle of the circle and study the people that have what you want, see how they got what you want. And then when you're ready for it, you can just reach up and grab it. But you have to study and prepare like they did to get what you want. Then there's the other thought. You can go outside on the outside of the circle and begin chasing the people that have what you want. And with that leads you could be going around and around and around, and you never catch up with them because they're always one step ahead of you because you didn't study and you didn't get ready to take what you need. Sometimes you get what you need by accident, and it goes right through your fingers, because you're not prepared to hold on to it. You know, some people have a lot of money. Next time you see them, they're bugging you for a couple of dollars. You know, they got it, but they weren't prepared to hold on to it, okay? Everything comes down to your thought process. And, like, once again, I'd like to thank all of the people that are calling in. Now, just remember, that if you want to ask a question or if you have a comment, okay, about what changed your life, what's making you a better person, then all you have to do is hit one, and I'll see it when it come up on the board, and you can make your comment, okay? And I won't, now we'll just give out the last four digits of your number, and then you can and you can make a comment, okay? So we do have some. I see a hand up here. Let's go here. Okay, 6205, do you have a comment or a question? You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing just fine. I'd like to welcome you to the Legacy of a Nation show. And if you have a comment or if you, well, we don't use your name unless you want us to. So,
I don't mind.
Yeah. Huh?
This is Minister Daniel.
Yes, sir. Minister Daniel?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a comment or a statement, something you'd like to share with the viewers, the listeners?
Yeah, I do. I know we all heard the phrase, you get what you pay for, which means we get anything that's worth anything, really worth our money. And I'm so glad that's not true in the eyes of God, because we didn't have to do anything to be paid a price to go to hell, because through his blood and his sacrifice, we don't have to go that route, and we are redeemed in his eyes and his life that we can be in heaven with him when we pass on. So, as I live my life for the past 44 years, I thank God for all the things I've been through, good and bad. And I just thank him even more that me, myself, and I personally, I can deliver sermons out of our own hurt. You know, it makes me as a person feel better, but greater than that, it makes God glorify. It glorifies the Father. So, when we say we get what we pay for, we got salvation, but guess what? We didn't pay for anything. You know, God gave the ultimate price on our behalf so we may be glorified, be with him in glory. Do you agree with that?
It's not a question of agreeing or disagree. It's a question
okay.
of being able to hear what you have to say. And to allow you to give your opinion and allow you to express yourself to the people that are listening, see? Because no matter what you say or what I say, somebody's going to agree, somebody's going to disagree. So this is not a right.
No, I'm just saying, it's okay. I threw it at you like that. Because some folks may not agree. You know,
Yeah, you're absolutely right, 100%. See, but the most important thing is that we allow you the time to express yourself.
And I appreciate it. For real. I really do. I mean, it wasn't like a debating thing. It just is my personal opinion about how I see things. And I'm kind of like a seeing out of the box kind of person. You know, I see things differently from what other people see, not saying that they're wrong or I'm right. But it's just how I see things. You know, that's why I'm trying to get my point across that. Because some people don't see it.
And that's absolutely good, you know. And we appreciate you calling in and give us your opinion because there are a lot of people who agree with you and a lot of people that disagree with you. And
right.
those that who agree with you need to know, yo, there's somebody out there that think like I think. And so it's okay for you to call in and give your opinion, you know. And I'm not in a position to agree or disagree, but a lot of things that I say, see what I'm saying, might seem to come against what you're saying. But in reality, we're really on the same page. We need something in our lives that's going to uplift us and make us better people. You follow what I'm saying? And whatever you've chosen, then that's where you live at, and we have to respect that, and that's good. Thank you very much. And if you have another comment, just I'm going to leave your mic open. And if you want to jump in a little later on, you can, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, are we going to go to the next caller? We're going to go to, some of your numbers are blocked on this call, but he put his name up there, Michael Kane 54. So, Michael Kane 54, do you have a comment or a statement that you'd like to make at this time?
Hello, this is Michael Caine, the celebrity actor. I was in Jaws 4.
It was where?
I would love to be in more Jaws movies.
Okay, and you say we can look you up at Michael Caine 54?
Yes.
Okay, we will. And is that what you want to express to us? You want to
I love
us
your radio show. I listen to it whenever I'm on this side of the pond.
Okay.
It's
well,
excellent theatre of the mind. I like to pretend you are in my home and we're having a little chat.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you for inviting us into your home, for allowing us to come in. And we're going to mention you again. That'd be Michael Caine, 54. And
I wanted to take a moment of your time to recognize a tremendous event, the birthday of Howard Stern.
Okay, today is Howard Stern's birthday?
Yes.
Okay, well, then we'd like to say happy birthday to Howard Stern and wish him many more. And he's been an icon on the radio.
As a fellow broadcaster, you must be a big fan of Howard.
Okay. Well, I listen to his show sometimes, and, you know, sometimes I like his flow and sometimes I don't, but I appreciate the fact that he's on the air doing what he needs to do to get his information out so that people can understand where he's coming
Howard
from.
Howard Stern is like a god that whispers into your ear sweet secretions of deliciousness.
Okay. Well,
he's a rare thing, a valuable Jew.
Well, I can't disagree with you whatsoever. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to move on from this caller. And once again, you like this Howard Stern, a happy birthday.
It's the only one I can stomach.
And
if I was Howard Stern, do you know what I would want for my birthday?
What would you want for your birthday if you were Howard Stern?
A lock of Robin's hair. And I don't mean the hair on her head. I'm talking about the hair on her twat, which is how Brits will sometimes refer to a lady's gash.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to thank you. I want to thank you.
I'd really love to bonk that Robin. Doesn't she have a fantastic bum?
Well, we want to thank you for calling in, and we're going to mention once again, Howard Stern. Happy birthday, Howard Stern, and we wish you many more. And we're going to move on to the next caller. Thank you very much, Michael Caine. .com 54. And if anybody want to catch up with Michael Caine, .com 54, that's where you go, Michael Caine, .com 54. Okay, now we have a 1927. We have a comment. Do you have a comment or a statement that you'd like to make? 1927, you're on the air.
This is 1927. Let's see, Brother Elohim, when you speak of us being creators rather than having been created, how do you explain that we are creators, and how did we get around to creating ourselves and the universe, if that's what is supposed to have happened? I don't understand, in that having been raised and indoctrinated in the Christian tradition, we believe, you know, we were taught to believe that there is a spiritual God who created the universe and all that in there is, and if I understand you correctly, you're saying that we are the gods who created ourselves and everything. Could you expound upon that a bit?
I didn't say we created ourselves. As far as us creating everything in the heavens and the universe and the planet and all that, yes, we did do that, but we are actually the universe expanding itself. There was no creation of ourselves actually that took place. But we are energy. And everything in the universe can be traced back to energy. We are actually energy beings. And we weren't created by the universe. We actually are the universe expanding. This is why we have no limit. All the things that we did last year or 10 years ago, we're doing better. We're doing more and better this year. 10 years from now, we're going to do even more. It's like when you think about the moon. The moon is a satellite, right? And you say, well, what evidence do we have that we can put up satellites? But we have satellites up there. So the evidence is right there that we have the ability, that we're coming into the ability to recreate what we've already created as far as the heavens and stuff is concerned. When you look at the pyramids and all of the things that we have done thousands of years ago, you know, there's something special about us, and it doesn't indicate that we were created. You follow what I'm saying? Now, you say, well, we are going with the thought that we were created, but that cannot be verified. Nobody can verify that we were created by anything. This is something that we have attached to and believe because it makes sense, because it feels that we didn't make ourselves. But if you understand that everything comes from energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed, and you are energy, we're energy beings. So if we're energy beings, a thought process will lead you to the conclusion that I am that I am. You see what I'm saying? And there is nothing greater than me that I have found in this universe so far. Now, if I find something greater than me, hey, I'll acknowledge it, but so far I haven't found that. And everything that's been done out there is being duplicated here, okay? Now, I never say that we created ourselves, see what I'm saying? Because there comes a point where we go back to the uncaused cause. Something that caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. We can't go, you know, and most of us can't go back that far to verify the uncaused cause. So we begin there, and if the uncaused cause was energy, and we are made up of that energy, then we're made up of the same substance that everything else is made up of. So we're basically connected to everything in the universe. I hope that answered your question. when you go to that question, I sort of do a little run on. But let me go to the next caller, and then I'll give you a chance to jump back in, okay?
Very, very well. Thank you.
Okay. Now, this person is anonymous. Sometimes they don't put their number up. Now, normally I skip them because it's usually a prank call, but I'm going to allow them an opportunity. So, Mr. or Ms. Anonymous, you're on the air. You have a comment?
Do you like titties, or do you like bums? All hail the Queen's Gash. Do you like titties?
So, I think that's that little prank call coming in, so... we're gonna say happy birthday again to Howard Stern. Let that one go. Okay, now what I'm gonna do before I go back to 1927, so he can finish what he was saying, I'd like to take a little commercial break, if you don't mind. Every Saturday at 6 o'clock, we have the Legacy of a Nation coming on. That's a show that's by Brother Mac that comes on every Saturday at 6 o'clock. That talks about indigenous people, who we are, what we are, and what we into. Now, next week, this Saturday coming up, the show is Can We Love Us and Not Hate Them? That's very interesting. As black people, we love ourselves so much. Now, how can we love ourselves so much and not hate those that have perpetrated all of those crimes and atrocities on us? Okay? So, so that's a good question. I think that's one worth getting into. So next week you can call in. The number to call in is 347-677-1533. Okay, and that's Brother Mac show. Okay, we also have Brother Omar. His show comes on every day at 6 o'clock, and on Wednesday at 8:30. And it's the same number, so you can call and talk to Brother Omar. His show is just straight talk. He comes at you straight from the hood, you know. He gonna hit you right at home, right where you're at, you know. That's just straight talk. That's what he do.
But Brother Elohim, you probably should specify whether that 6 o'clock is a.m. or p.m.
Absolutely. That 6 o'clock is p.m. and at 8:30 is p.m. And but now the sea also comes on at 6 o'clock in the morning, which is a.m. So you can catch his close show 6 o'clock in the morning. Now Matt's show is 6 o'clock, and the other show is 8:30 p.m. for our brother Omar. Okay. Now we also have the Will I Am show that comes on Sunday at 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock Eastern and 3 o'clock Central. And the number for that is 708-897-3560. Now the PIN number is because it's a phone call show. So the PIN number when you call in is 726-476-87#. And that will put you right on his show. Okay. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to redirect that. The first number, that's his home number. He won't be giving that out. But the number to his show is 218-632-0460. Now he talks about law. So anything you need to know about law that they're not telling you that will get you out of a whole lot of trouble, then you can just call him. Call in on Sunday at 4 o'clock. In fact, right after this show, you can call in. And you can ask them all kinds of questions about law, that you might have an interest in, okay? And now we have the Nikki Love Show that comes on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. And she's a spiritual advisor, spiritual reader, so you might want to get into her. Her number is 347-215-8040, okay? And we also have the Black Cross Nurses, Division 178. That's at 53rd Gerard in Philadelphia. Now, their head is Basima Muhammad. Now, if you want to catch up with her, her number is 215-796-0366, okay? Now, I have a CD on the market. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming, okay? The link to that CD is CD/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, and I hope you go there and check it out. If you want me to go over any of this, just ask me or hit one, and I'll go over any portion of this commercial that I'm getting off, okay? Now, I also have a book on the market. It's called Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, okay? And you can get that. That's also at CD Baby. So that's CD Baby/CD/Elohim Christ 2, and then my book will come up. Now, one thing I'd like to mention last Sunday, I think it was, the Sunday before last, it's a brother named Horace Butler, okay, and he has a book out called When Rocks Cry Out, so I'm going to give him a shout-out because I've listened to all of our black historians. This person actually understands our history, and I would suggest we all get this book. It's called Horace Butler, When Rocks Cry Out. And you can get it on any, it's on the internet. Anyway, you go on the internet, you can go to one of the black bookstores and order it for yourself. And last but not least, we have RBG Industries at, he makes clothes, flags, different little pins and buttons and stuff that you might want to use. And his number is 609-638-5828. Once again, that's 609-638-5828. And I want to thank so many for calling in. And so I'm going to go back to Brother Mac again so he can finish up, and then we're going to get into some of the other questions that I have for you before we get on. I got about 15 minutes left. 1927, you there?
Yes, Brother Elohim. We who have been. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay, we who have been raised up in the Christian religion and tradition might have a hard time digesting the thought that we were not created, because you probably are familiar with the teaching that. In Genesis, it says that that God took up clay and blew the breath of life into Adam, and then later took a rib from his side, thereby creating a woman, Eve. And we have been steeped pretty deeply in this belief, and referred to that as God having created man. And when you say that we were not created, how do you resolve our being able to make the transition from having been created to being creators? It could be problematic for many of us.
Well, it goes to go back to another teaching in the Bible where the seeds were thrown out, and some of the seeds land on firm soil, some land on rock, some land on this. So it's not a question of getting people to change. It's just a question of getting the message out. And those that accept the message and want to engage in that thought process can. And those that don't, that's fine. See what I'm saying? Because everybody is living exactly where they're supposed to be living. And if they were supposed to be living in a different place, then they would be. So my thing is just to bring the message. And for those that hear it, those that want to do it, do it. And those that like where they are and appreciate where they are, then they stay where they are. So we're not here to change anybody. We're just here to put the message out. And this is what we are about doing right now, okay? Now, if this thought process that we're dealing with started with Isis and Osiris, they put the thought process out. And all it goes all the way back to, not to Maat, because Maat didn't take us through this thought process. But it started with Isis and Osiris because they wanted people to worship them. So she became the great mother, and her son, Heru, the way he was born and the way the whole story went down. And that story has been passed down for generations and generations, okay? And so those that accept the story and like that thought process, then that's where they should be at, you know? Because if they move from one place to another, it might cause them damage, especially if they're not prepared to go, you know, where the other thought processes are. So we're just messengers. We're bringing the message, and we're not in control of what happens when the message gets out. We're only in control of putting the message out. So that thought process of we're here to change anybody's mind or about anything, that's not what we're about. We're just here to put the message out, and the message is out. You were not created. So how some ministers say you can accept it or reject it. No, we don't want to get that harsh. But we want to put the information out because some people have trouble creating things in their life. They can't seem to get from point A to point B. They don't know how to create anything because they're looking for something outside of themselves to create for them when they have the ability to create it themselves. Hate it, eat it for me. Can do greater works than I did, you know? So you are great, Psalm 82. We are God's children of the Most High. So there's information in there to take you into the different thought processes, or you can stay where you're at. It's totally up to you. And our message is that we don't care where you live at. We're going to love you just the same. And that's what we're saying. We love you no matter where you live at, no matter what your thought process is. We love you. But we want to take you into the information that can take you to another level, higher consciousness, if you want to go there. And that's where we are right now. So I hope that answers your question. This is actually Brother Matt. He don't mind his name getting out because he has a show coming up. So I hope that takes you. I hope that answers your question, Brother Matt, or give you some clarity as to what the intent of this show actually is. Okay. Okay. Now, we're talking about love. Now, if you love yourself, all right, are you still putting poisons in your body? if you're still putting poison in your body, the question comes to mind, how much do you really love yourself? Okay? If you're putting poison in your body. You're drinking, smoking, all kinds of drugs and bad food, and you say, I love me. Now, if you're not eating properly and not putting the proper stuff in your body to get you to point A to point B, how much love can you be in yourself? Now, if you don't love yourself that much, how in the world can you love other people? I love my people, but they don't love themselves. So if you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else? This is some of the questions that we want you to think, but this is part of the thought process that we're actually bringing you into, okay? Now, we have, we're talking about eating. So there's a couple of little super medicines out here that are very cheap, don't cost much money. Okay, now I'm going to mention what I mentioned. Really? That's a good super medicine? One is baking soda. Baking soda is absolutely amazing, you know. You can literally take baking soda, mix it with water, cut a person open that has cancer, squirt this on the cancer, and it will kill the cancer. You know, you can go on YouTube and find all this stuff out. There's doctors that are proving this, doctors that are doing this, okay? You can drink a teaspoon and an 8 to 10-ounce glass of water every day if you have cancer, and it will begin to wipe your cancer out. Cancer is a fungus. It will begin to wipe your cancer out, and it will help you in so many ways. Now, there's so many uses for this baking soda as far as skin disorders and everything else. I'm just mentioning just a couple, but you can go on the Internet and look it up, and there's doctors out there that are telling you about this baking soda, and the other super medicine is the apple cider vinegar. The what? Now, those two things are very cheap. You take a little apple cider vinegar, put a little lemon juice in it, and, you know, and mix it with water, drink it in the morning. It will alkaline the body. Germs cannot live in an alkaline body. So a lot of times you want to get the alkalinity of your body up to help you out, okay? We don't have much time now. We only have about 8 minutes left. But we're going to dedicate a show talking about foods, what you should be eating, what you should not be eating, because the body is supposed to live for 998 years. That's the normal lifespan of the human body. You say, what? And we're only living for 115 years maximum? It's because of, once again, back to the thought process of how we're eating. So we're going to dedicate a show to eating properly so you can live a long time without growing old and feeble-minded and you can't, and where you can't think, okay? Let me see here. That's, well, there's so much to cover, so I only covered just a small portion of what I wanted to cover this week. So maybe next week we'll go back over some of the stuff again. Because we only got about 8 minutes left. And like I said, once again, we have so many callers. I want to thank you so much. The show is picking up a lot of traction, especially on the Internet. And those that are archiving the show, that are listening in on the net, I don't have a chat room set up yet, but I'm working on it. So, but those that are listening, those that are archiving the show, I want to thank you so much for jumping in just to hear Elohim's opinion on a lot of stuff. All right. Now, now there's one other question I'd like to get into for the next, I guess we have 5 minutes, okay? Because me and a friend of mine, actually his brother Mac, we were talking about this the other day. Will there be a World War III? You know? And my question is, see, once you understand actually who you are, that you're literally the gods of this dimension, you're literally carrying power. So World War III will literally be up to you. If we understand who we are and begin coming together to make change without fussing and fighting over some of the trivial stuff that we'd be arguing over, we can put our energy into actually bringing about freedom not only for ourselves but for the planet. Because as long as the 1% is in charge, the other 99% are not going to be free. They're not going to allow it, you know. A lot of times we get into race conversations. We're black this, we're white this, we're Spanish this, we're, you know, but the 1% don't go there. They live here and everybody else live there. And if you don't fall in line with what they're teaching you, they have the military structure to come in and force their will on you, which is evil. And that's what they've been doing all over the globe, and they're doing it right now. So if we're going to stop World War III, then our thought processes have to change, really have to change, okay? And one thing that will help us with the thought process will be to engage in this book that the brother wrote, When Rocks Cry Out, by Horace Butler. I just was turned on to the book a couple of weeks ago, and I am excited about the book because this brother understands history, you know, and he actually puts you into the proper mindset to view history in its proper context. And I think that's really, really good. And like I said, that comes from where I am. We only got about 4 more minutes here. So once again, this is the Elohim Christ Show. We're here every Sunday at 3 o'clock, okay? And we have opinions. We have thoughts that you haven't heard, thoughts that you haven't engaged in. And we would like for you to come on and listen and get involved with these thoughts. Now, if you disagree, if you have a different opinion, hit 1 on your dial and you can express yourself, okay? And from this day forward, anyone who calls in and don't put their phone number up, they call in anonymous or their call is blocked, I'm not going to take that call. Because so far I'm just getting prank calls in reference to for that is concerned. So if you're sincere about saying something or getting on the air, then what you need to do is call in and unblock your number. Okay, *67 whatever the number is. You unblock your number before you call into the show, and I'll let you make a comment. Other than that, I'm not going to open up your mic. Isn't it nice to have control? And that's what freedom is. Freedom is control. Brother Mac, do you try to get in again?
No, I'm agreeing with you that it is nice to have control. It's good to be able to recognize an obstacle so that you have the option of going around it or going through it, going over it, or going under it. Brother Elohim, I appreciate your answering my question regarding we being creators. Of course, you raised many more questions, and I'll be looking forward to being able to ask you more questions next week, next show, because you recognize
that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in. And I think we got about 2 minutes left. So what I'm going to do for those last 2 minutes, I'm going to give you Max's call-in number again for his show that's coming up Saturday. Because he just had a show yesterday, but he has another show coming up Saturday. That's Legacy of the Nation. That's at 6 p.m. Okay, the number is 347-677-1533. And you can catch up with him on Saturday. And we only got about 10 more seconds here. So right now, I really want to thank everybody who's called in. And for those who are downloading and archiving the show, I appreciate it. And we have much more thoughts to bring to you that nobody's thinking about. Everything is about your thought process, and we want to expand your thoughts. We want you to think about things in a way that you just haven't thought about it before, and that's what the show is all about. Now, if you have opinion contrary to what we're saying, let us have it. That's fine. You know what I mean? Because we're not coming from a right or wrong perspective here. We need information, as much information as we can get, and those of you who have information, Bring it up. And don't forget about Horace Butler. I think that book is important. And try to find that book, and you'll learn a lot about missing pieces of history based on the way he's bringing it out. Okay? So with that, we're done. And remember, love is and always will be the answer. So as a friend of mine always said, go forth and make this your best day ever.
Love
much love. Peace.
Much love. Be well.